I'd like to remind all participants this conference is being recorded. If you have any objections, you may disconnect at this time. You may begin.
Thank you very much, Kelly. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, everyone. This is the SCI call on the 31st of May. And on the call, we have Avery Doria, Krista Papak, Wolf Ulrich Knobin, Angie Graves, Carlos Segura, Ron Andruff, Mary Wong, Alain Béranger. And for staff, we have Marika Koenix, Julie Headland, and myself, Glenn de Saint-Géry. I don't think anybody else is on the Adobe Connect that has not joined the call. No, I don't think there is. Is there Marika?
It's Anne Aikman-Scalise. I just joined.
Oh, Anne Aikman-Scalise has just joined. Thank you, Anne. And we have no apologies except for Margie Milam. So it is over to you, Wolf Ulrich. But before, may I just remind you, please to say your name before speaking for the transcription purposes. Thank you very much. Thank you, Wolf Ulrich. Over to you.
Yeah. Thank you, Glenn. And, well, we have a pretty good round here, and I hope you have a fruitful discussion tonight. Tonight is in Germany. So let me just go to the next point. We have agenda item is about statement of interest. Is there anything, has anybody something to disclose with regards to their statement of interest? I hear nothing. So, and let's move over to the next point. May I ask, well, if you satisfied and approve the agenda? No comment on that. Thank you. So we have on the agenda put, since we established our sub-teams for the different items, so we have for each item, respective sub-team, one point with regards to asking for what has happened between the last meeting and right now, and to share some background information with the committee itself, and then to discuss some points and see what could be the next steps for those groups. And I see we have here on the Adobe Connect the table from the first group, which is actually two people, Anne and myself. And this is regarding the council, the updating of the GNSO council voting results. We had some small conversation between Anne and myself, so about that, what to do and where we stand, how to deal with that. I would like to hand over to you since you have started with that, and just recapitulate what has been done and where we are at the time being. Then we can put some questions on it. And are you here?
Yes. Uh-huh. Thank you, Wolf Ulrich. This is Anne Aikman-Scalise with IPC. This small project had to do with reviewing the GNSO Council voting results table that had been prepared by staff to assist GNSO Council members in having a quick, ready reference with respect to the requirements in connection with different votes, the number of votes needed to pass a resolution. And the only thing our team was doing was, I'm actually not quite clear whether the request to review this came from staff or from council itself, and I know that's something Wolf Ulrich also asked me, so is Marika on the line?
Yes, this is Marika. The request came indeed from staff. This is a document that we prepared as part of the operating procedures and part of updating those elements after the adoption of the new GeneSO PDP. We started updating this, and we actually thought it might be a good idea to submit this to the SCI just for your approval or review. So it does come from staff. And just to clarify, what's on the screen is an updated version that incorporates some of the discussions we had on the mailing list. So it's, I think, the one suggestion that staff made on one of the items and the suggestion that Wolf Ulrich made to clarify one of the items to bring it in line with the bylaws. So I just want to make sure that people are aware that that's the version that's up on the screen.
Okay, so in terms of, the review from my side, I had just added some clarifications, and it looks as though one of those, I think on the second page where we're talking about approved PDP recommendation imposing new obligations on certain contracting parties, does the red text underneath, is that deleted now, Marika? I'm not sure I'm understanding the code here.
No, this is Marika. That's the language that was updated, because I think that was the one suggestion that we made from a staff perspective, as most of the items are trying to bring it into line with the exact language in the bylaws. I think you had suggested where a two-thirds vote of the council is equal to consensus, and we suggested to change that to where a two-thirds vote of the council demonstrate the presence of a consensus.
Oh, that's fine, yeah.
Wording in the bylaws. So that's just I made that suggested change.
Oh, I see. Okay. So what I'm seeing over on the right about deleted just simply is a rewording, in other words. It's
exactly.
To be closer to the language. And then I personally did not look at the last seven columns and still had not had time to do that, but I understood, Wolf Ulrich, that you were going to look at those yourself last night.
Yes, I intended to do so. It was very late last night, but I couldn't do that today. So not.
Oh,
yet.
Okay. I think you and I both need to continue till next meeting,
yes,
because I couldn't do it either. I'm sorry for the last seven, but I agree with everything that's been done by staff, above that, and I'm sure that they're I'm sure they're right, but to actually do the task that we've been asked to do, then Wolf Ulrich and I will have to continue and, properly review the last seven columns in between now and the next meeting. So, and I do think the table's very helpful,
Yes. Well, if I may add, so I saw, Marika, you added what I have commented on, so on the almost the very last line. To delete, that was in the former list, was the council level, so-called council level NCA, and instead writing non-voting NCA. Also, I myself, when I read that this time, so I forgot what was happening. I didn't understand the council level NCA in this regard, because all NCAs are council NCAs, so... But now I understood it's the one who is not assigned to one house. So that's the case. And this is, to my understanding, this must be the non-voting NCA. So this is my understanding of that, and that formulation would make it more clear. So that's what my proposal was here.
It's Anne again, and I'm not sure I understand. If you could please explain, Wolf Ulrich, about the council, the non-voting and voting distinction.
Okay.
I don't really understand.
No problem. So the rules of operation say clearly, with regards to the structure of the council, that we have to both part of the house, the contracted party house and the non-contracted party house.
Right.
And we have the different stakeholder groups assigned to those houses, and then we have three NCAs, nominating committee appointees, and two of them are, according to the rules, are assigned each one to one house. So, those also shall have the right, well, to vote for it. And then there's a third NCA, and in our case, now it's Carlos at the time being, who is, it was to some extent, it was called a houseless NCA, but it's not a houseless one. He's just a non-voting one. And that was the one who was called the council level at NCA. But in terms of voting, I would say it's a non-voting NCA. Is that understandable?
Mm-hmm. Yes, thank you.
Okay. So this is where we are. I understand, Marika, coming back to the staff request. It's not, you know, we should not think about, our group should not think about to any further maybe adaptation also. When we look to the whole list, or what is your intention? Your intention is just, well, you just checked the list and you came up with two or three comments, with two alterations, and that's what you would like to be sure that that from our point of view, that would be in line with what we are thinking.
Yeah, this is Marika. Exactly. So I have a hand raised as well, because I think Anne was referring to the last seven on the table. Those are actually items that were already there in the previous one and didn't undergo any changes as a result of the revised GNSO PDP, as they all relate to, you know, election of the chair, election of the board seat. So no changes were made there, although, you know, I think that the clarification there of, you know, making a non-voting instead of council level to bring it into line with the GNSO or with the ICANN bylaws is, you know, definitely a helpful suggestion and I think would make sense. I think at this stage I'm not 100% sure whether this is a document, and maybe I'm looking there at Julie, because I think she's mainly responsible for updating the GNSO operating procedures, whether, you know, following you're okay with this, we can just go ahead and you know, insert it and you know, produce an updated version of the operating procedures with this as an annex, or whether this requires another approval, or, you know, possibly as a consent agenda item for the council to consider. I'm not 100% sure whether GNSO council approval is required, or whether, you know, SCI approval is sufficient here. So maybe Julie can comment on that.
Okay.
Yeah, this is Julie. I'm not sure, actually, and I think we have to find that out. I mean, because even as it's an annex, it is indeed part of the operating procedures. Typically, changes to the operating procedures have been made only with a GNSO Council vote. So let me check on that and see what the procedure is for that.
So Ron has a comment. Please, Ron.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Yes, this is Ron Andruff. Thank you very much for this report. I'm actually kind of a bit of a point of order for my own clarification, and hopefully this might help for others as well. This topic is update of GNSO Council voting results table, and there's been some work being done on this, but I'm not familiar with exactly what is expected from the SCI with regard to what, in my understanding, is a historic table. Where am I missing the point here? Can someone kind of flesh that out a little bit for me? Thank you.
Yeah, this is Marika. I can clarify. Basically, following the adoption of the new revised GNSO PDP, there were a couple of voting thresholds that were either changed or added. So from staff, we went ahead and updated this table, but then thought, well, maybe, you know, we should have this just checked, just, you know, to make sure that we're not being accused of just going ahead and making changes to the operating procedures just by ourselves. But the only thing that really has happened here is just updating it to bring it in line with the revised GNSO PDP and make sure that those voting thresholds are aligned and new ones that were created have been added to this table. So it's not a, you know, the question to the SCI is not to review the threshold and, you know, determine whether the appropriate thresholds for creating an issues report, for example, are, you know, are the right ones, but it's really just to make sure that the table is correct and, as Anne has done, you know, make some helpful clarifications that make it easier for others to understand this table as well.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's very good. Thank you very much. That's what I was my thinking, but I wanted to make sure that I was on the right page. Thank you.
Okay. So let's go to Anne and then Audrey.
Yes, thank you. This is Anne with IPC. I just want to confirm what Marika had just said. The reason I had volunteered to do it is that I had been watching the PDP process and was, you know, somewhat familiar with the changes that had been made in the bylaws and the voting thresholds. And the only comment I wanted to add is that I'm not certain that SCI, I don't think SCI had to be consulted on this table, but given that we have been consulted, and I think it was a very good idea to consult us, I think we do have to complete our review and be satisfied, especially if staff intends to say that this has been reviewed and changes have been made in consultation with SCI, so that it would be premature to approve it today for the reason that Wolf and I have not finished our part of that review. If we had not been asked to do it, I don't really know what the procedure would have entailed, but since we have been asked and have contributed, I think we should complete that work.
Okay. Avi, please.
I want to thank people for clarifying the scope. And I just wanted to agree with what Anne just said in terms of, since a group's been asked to look at it and since they've been discussing the sort of terminology to make sure that what's there is actually understandable and corresponding, I do think it reasonable to wait until the group comes and says, yep, you know, we've got what we think we're fine with. And therefore, and since this is a consensus, you know, body for us to say, yep, that's cool, and send it on. So I think if the sub-team isn't ready for it, we shouldn't be ready for it. Thanks.
Yes. Okay, thank you, Avi. In this context, I have a question to Marika as well, because looking to our next part of the discussion, which is regarding the voting thresholds for delaying a PDP, so this is discussed. This may lead, my understanding, could be that this may lead also to some, may have some influence on that table, isn't it?
Yes, this is Marika, possibly, but I think once that gets adopted, that will have a longer way to go, because presumably, depending on where it ends up, that would probably need formal GNSO council approval, and I would need to check it. I don't know even if it would require as well board approval, as it would be a modification of the PDP. So, but yes, if at the end of the day the SCI and, you know, going through the whole process, a new voting threshold would be approved relating to delaying a PDP, that should also then, the table should get updated again, and, you know, be in that information inserted here.
Yep. Thanks, Marika, for clarification. So what I would like, how I see the process, let me say, on dealing with this table, if Julie is going to check, so what could happen with regarding the question how any amendment shall be approved, either through the SCI or even through the council, I don't know. So we should find, I think, an easy way going. So not that we just, let me say, finish for our part at that time the work and going to the council or wherever and asking for approval, and then some months later we come back and say, oh, hey, we have some new ideas because we just talked about voting thresholds and there's new amendment and we have to go through a discussion again. So the question is how we can really facilitate and make it easy to handle this table in future. So, Julie, that would be helpful if you could find out where are our bindings, you know, how could we go?
Thank you, Wolf Ulrich. I will look into that. This is Julie. I don't actually think it's written down anywhere, and it may even be that it could be a question I could just raise with Stefan, and maybe it's just a simple put it on the consent agenda, have a quick vote, and, you know, and whatever.
Okay.
But I'll, yeah.
Anyway, I could also put that to the council table. I think I will prepare a small report to the council in Prague, and share that in advance with you, and put that question or this indication also to that report, or that the council would be aware of that.
This is Anne. I think that's a good idea. Well.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So far, any more questions to that point? Not yet. So then let's go to the next point, which is actually the voting thresholds results table for delaying a PDP. So Bon, is that the point where you've been trying well to start with, but you couldn't?
Ron Andrew here. No problem, Wilfred. I'm happy to carry the ball a little bit. I apologize to everyone having been able to be a little bit more active on the list, but I'm grateful that several of the members of this group, which includes myself, Ron Andrew, Angie Graves, Wolf Ulrich, Krista, Avery, and Carlos have contributed on the wiki, because that's very helpful. What I had hoped to do was actually engage more with the group with general ideas and thinking that's come out from the BC as well as other quarters that have come our way. But if I could perhaps verbally share some of it right now, then I will do so, and at least it's on the record and we can pick it up from there.
Sure.
Ron, just a quick question. So which point are you talking about? So I was talking about the voting threshold for delaying a PDP.
I beg your pardon. I guess maybe I'm on the wrong page. I was actually talking about the deferral of motions. Voting thresholds. Voting thresholds for delaying a PDP. That's where I was coming from. That actually belongs not to me. Rather, I'm deferral of motion. So I'm stepping back and handing it back to you, Wolf.
Yes, yes, yes. We come back later to you, yeah?
Okay. Exactly. Me.
Okay, so regarding voting thresholds for delaying a PDP, do we have somebody about to... who would like to talk about that? Time being, Marika, did you see anything? Any?
This is Marika. I think this is actually the group that Ron indeed sent an email to saying that he was going to be the lead. Because the only thing that is there now is a note that staff wrote on our views on how it should look or what the issues are. But I don't think there has been any further discussion on the wiki or on the mailing list on this issue, as far as I am aware.
Yes, so this is what I understood. So that was my feelings. I didn't know exactly that Ron couldn't do that because of his accident, and we should think about whether for the next time somebody else could take the lead or be the facilitator of that work. So. The question is, so who is on the group? It's Ron.
On that group, it's myself, Wolf, Ron, Angie Graves, Krista, and Avery. I think if I could speak for myself and Angie, I know Angie was also about a little bit under the underwater with her other activities, and Krista, I think, has also been quite busy. So. If we could just perhaps, I would recommend we might just delay this to the next call, if that serves, if you're in accord with that, Chair, because then all of us can now start to get our spades into the ground a little bit on this one next week.
Okay, so what is any comment to that? So with regard, do we have, let me say, time from the timing point of view, any let me say, pressure on that? Regarding, if you look to other points, is that of priority or could we leave that? So I do have the feeling about it. I could live with that. Well, okay, and thank you very much. So if you can do that after a while again, and then take more time, devote more time to that, then it's okay to me. So just asking for comment, but I don't see any comment on that. So I would, what Ava is commenting, yes.
Yeah, just a quick comment on it, and I think it's good that we're taking time on it, because looking at what this implies and looking at this being something that has to run through the GNSO and then to the board for approval, I'm fairly certain, means it's a long-term process that has to be set out on carefully. And as we start to look at a period when it's almost time for GNSO to go under review again, you know, have to consider it in light of, does one make a bylaws change easily in a time when it's almost time to review the new process that's been put in? So those are questions I think make sense taking our time with this one. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Okay, Marika, yeah, please.
Yeah, this is Marika. The only thing I wanted to note there, because the reason I think why this, you know, got onto the agenda is that we actually realized that this is one, you know, maybe a potential loophole that exists in the revised PDP, you know, following what happened with the SICKWIZ PDP, where PDP was initiated, but then immediately after that vote, it was actually decided to delay that, you know, for a certain amount of time. So I think that's why the reason it got added. And, you know, I see what Avery's saying on the GNSO review, but I think that process is probably going to take, you know, quite some time, because I think first will be an external review, and it doesn't, you know, might not necessarily include the PDP, because, you know, potential outcome might be as well that they say, well, the PDP has been revised and, you know, we need some time to see the overall process working. So I think, yes, definitely at some point the whole PDP will get reviewed as well, but I think this is an item that we identified as a potential loophole. So I don't think it's an urgency, but at the same time, you know, I wouldn't want to lose it out of sight either, as, you know, deferring it to, you know, when maybe the overall review might take place.
Mm-hmm. Okay, we have two further comments on, and Avi, please.
Thanks. I support Marika's comment. We need to keep this on the front burner, and fully expect that we will be able to do that over the course of this next 2 weeks or so. Between now and our next call, we should be able to come back with something more concrete. I think the general view from those that I've spoken with about this topic is that once a PDP has been initiated, that in order to delay it, then there has to be a higher threshold of voting. In other words, that we really need to have a larger group of people to be able to stop a PDP that's in action, and a larger number of votes in that regard. So that's a general viewpoint that I've picked up along the way, and I don't think too many people would argue with that. But Aubrey's comment is well taken. The devil's in the details. What does that threshold look like, and how do we do something that makes sense and doesn't overcomplicate the matter? So that's just a general comment, but I do believe that Marika's right. We should keep this on the front burner, not push it back too far. And so I'm suggesting we try and really put this at the top of the agenda for the next meeting and start there, mm-hmm. if anyone disagrees with that one.
Okay, thanks, Juan. And let's hear Avery and then
I'm going to beg to differ with both Marika and Ron. I think with the SICKWIZ, we saw that the mechanisms within the PDP to allow the GNSO to amend timings on the PDP and other things has made it possible to actually do a delay. And so while I think it's important to be able to delay it sometimes, I think we have seen that delay can be done. Also, in terms of Ron's point of view, I just want to point out that I disagree with that point of view. I wouldn't think that it took a higher threshold to do a timing change or a delay change. I think doing it at the same threshold or even other thresholds is fine, but I certainly wanted to, you know, in this particular consensus-based group sort of say, no, there is not a full notion or a full agreement on an idea that we need a higher threshold to delay something. I think sometimes things need to be delayed, and they are. So there isn't agreement on that. Thanks.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So okay, they understand there's no agreement. That means we need time, well, to discuss and to put our positions to the table and discuss the pros and cons and all these things. So the question for me is then, so I understand really that that we should have it on the table, on let me say, in the first place, on our next agenda. And the only question is, so as I saw, as still one is, let me say, officially or non-officially in the lead of that, so the question is, how could we deal with that up to that? Is there something which could be done in between under the next meeting?
Right.
I'm sharing something on the list, or at least one, please.
Certainly. Angie Grace will work with me on that. Angie can and I will put our heads together in the next day or so and kind of put some thoughts, get that list going on the wiki as happened with the deferral of motions. So we'll get something posted early next week and then at least get that that ball rolling.
Okay, thank you very much. And Krista?
Yeah, I just wanted to comment that Ron and Angie, I'm happy to jump in and help out with that as well. I'm back engaged and apologize, as I did earlier, for being a little bit disconnected over the last week or so. So just I'm happy to help work with you guys on that.
Okay,
well,
thank you very
great.
Much.
Who's speaking? Who spoke?
Oh, sorry, this is Krista.
Oh, thanks, Krista. This is Angie. Thank you.
Okay, thank you very much, Krista. And now let's leave that point and go to the next one, is the deferral of motions, which I think you are also engaged on, aren't you?
Right. This is the one I started on earlier, and so hopefully I didn't confuse everyone. What I was saying, Ben, was on deferral of motions. The wiki has had a number of comments and thoughts put towards it, and I started to say that unfortunately I haven't been able to add mine in writing because of my deficiency in typing these days. But there is some discussion about what would constitute a deferral and what kind of reason or what kind of how many of those could be made to make sure that this does not become a habit. I think the general good news of the story, and as I think Avery posted, and we certainly got the information from Glenn, is that there's been relatively little use of deferrals. And I, in my dialogue and discussion within the DC and speaking with colleagues, it turns out that the largest reason that we would have in the BC for deferrals, by and large, is because of timing. And what I mean by that is simply that there is always a situation as it stands right now where motions are filed on the last day they can be, and then the next 8 days are usually spent with other constituencies trying to assess, any other constituencies trying to assess what these things are and where they came from and how do we deal with them, and that's just such a tight time frame for a constituency to try to gather some consensus thinking around them. And so often a motion is delayed, and in the case of the BC, we've often delayed, are the number of times we've done it has been only because of lack of information or not enough time to respond. So staff had mentioned, and I one of the calls we had, and I think it's a very good idea, and it should perhaps kind of lead the direction of this discussion, in my opinion, in any case, is that this idea of socializing the motions in advance. So if people had a sense of what's coming down the pike when that motion appeared, it wouldn't be this shock of what is this, how do we deal with this, what does it mean to ICANN, what does it mean to the constituency, and so forth. And so this idea of maybe creating a what I might call a motion pending file, you know, that we would put on the agenda for every council meeting, kind of a list of motions or areas being considered that might be popping up at the next meeting or next call of the council. So it could be a preliminary motion agenda or something along those lines, but it would certainly put things in the right direction so that all affected parties could have time to give thought and consideration to the various elements of those things, and so that when the PDP or when the motion actually arrives at that point, we would have a very clear understanding as to where it came from and where it's going. I think on the whole, the idea is that just to try to find a way for the community to be able to respond in a better way. I also think that Avery's comment about trying to find some criteria around which motions can be delayed makes some sense, and that's something that certainly needs larger discussion within the group. And I think that Carlos made a very interesting point also in the wiki when he said that there are times when things are delayed because people just haven't had time to consider them. ICANN, being a volunteer organization, we really don't have the luxury of being able to spend all of our days on it as much as we all do. Still, nonetheless, we have to do our day jobs. So I think there's some good discussion around this so far, and I think people are starting to come to understand better what the topic is about. And so I'm encouraged about where we've gotten so far. And with that, I guess I would be happy to bring it back to you, Chair, to open this up to further conversation and to answer any questions that might come about.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Ron. And well, I also was following the discussion on the list and all the various comments. So I think with those comments and with all these inputs, so some mix and something could be drawn from those comments. I think so. Angie, please.
Yes, this is Angie Graves, and Ron is being very kind because I had intended to get something up on the wiki before now. It's still pending, and I'm grateful to Krista for her offer to help, and this will be kicked off and move forward. Ron, I've captured a lot of what you just said in writing, so I intend to include those thoughts with your permission. I'll send it to you for review before I post it so that can be included as well.
Yes.
That's all I wanted to say. It's been a slow kickoff. I'll take responsibility for that, and really are interested in everybody's thoughts and comments, and I'll be a lot more involved going forward in getting this discussion moving. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Thanks, Angie. So may I refer to you to what you were saying last time? So that's and I'm asking you whether you have enough background information on the topic. That means the question where this topic comes from, why it came up, and so that you may include something, just two or three sentences about those background to that what you are putting together.
That's so easy. Will do.
So you have that information?
I don't think I have all of it, but I'm aware of the a couple of instances where deferrals were requested, and I've just done a search in my mail to see if I can find more. If anybody wants to offer background or context, it's welcomed.
Now, if I may, so and if somebody could correct me if I'm not clear enough, so the issue was, the specific issue was on timing. That means that was a critical issue. That means would it be possible to defer to come up with a request for a deferral of motion? I'm totally wrong. This is proxy voting procedure. There was this deferral of motion was because of it happened that once there was a request for a second time to defer, and then the next time it was all that came from another party, another group as well. The same kind of question, and then it's it seemed to be, let me say, the question of trusting each other. You know, why, where the request comes from, or what is the real reason of the request, and is it reasonable, is it acceptable or not? So this is what was behind. So, of that, to my knowledge.
Yes, well, this is Ron. I think that's, you've said it about right. It's really, is it reasonable that a deferral should happen? And so I think the question is for us, and Aubrey's taken a stab at it, how to define what's reasonable, so it's not to the, so the parameters are not so tight that we're trying to squeeze a round peg into a square hole, but rather there's enough room to move to make this function properly at the GSO level. So I think that if we could, just perhaps continue to work on the list, and we can continue to discuss it right now. But in general, I think that there's a feeling that deferrals are a good thing to have if people are not. Some news has come up. Other information that was not available all of a sudden came to the fore and needs to be digested on the constituency level. These things are valid and important. But I think what we also said is that if there's going to be a deferral of motions, it should come back at the top of the next agenda. Mm-hmm. So that, therefore, there's been a deferral, it's been pushed off, but it doesn't get buried in the bottom of the stack, and rather it actually rises to a higher position in the next meeting. Now, should it get delayed again for some reason, then it would be at the absolute very top for the third meeting. So you couldn't delay this forever. If it was a stalling tactic by one group or another, it would be only for a limited period of time, and I don't think that would be necessarily something that would be as far as one as other element, other ways of doing it. So it seems you're in the right, we're in the right track. We just need to kind of figure out, tighten up how that might work, and what are those criteria. I see my friend Aubrey is waiting to speak out to me, so I yield the floor to you, Aubrey.
I'm right behind you. Yeah, actually, I wanted to sort of step back and sort of say, just because we're dealing with an issue doesn't mean we have to do anything other than understand it and go on from there. In other words, we could look at this and say, gee, from history, it doesn't look like it's been abused. It doesn't look like it's been done too much. Maybe it's something where we say, from the looks of it, it's going along fine. I think we need to be very careful about starting to build other lists of rules and other sets of, and if this happens, then this happens, and then if this happens, this happens. We'll end up with more incredibly confusing charts like we have on the voting thresholds. And I think that's something we have to be very careful not to recommend. Now, we may say, the discussions we've had show that we think that this is a really nice set of guidelines, you may or may not take into account. But the notion that with every question we need to fix the council operating procedures or make a bylaw change is something I think we need to be very, very careful about. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Just before I refer to Ron, well, just to the statistics. So, it depends on how you read a statistic, And if I read the statistics that way, then I see, okay, the numbers, the absolute numbers are not that high, of deferring motion. But if I was checking, since the survey Glenn was doing, was containing, I think, around 80 motions since that time. So 80 motions. So from 80 motions, we deferred, it's 25 or 27. So it's one third. Yeah, it's one third of that which we deferred. So the question, and one could raise the question there, is that efficient? Or why is that, or this one? So it's just to put that into this discussion. So it is just a question how you read statistics. So on, please.
Thank you, Wolf. I agree with Thabra's comment. I think that's very, very important for us as SCI to to really monitor our activities. And I think that was very wise. That we don't have, just because something's come to us, we don't necessarily have to modify it. And I'm very much in support of what of that concept as it, you know, kind of starts to take full blossom in my mind. The idea of sort of saying, you know, as you've just noted, there was, you know, over 80 motions during that period, and there were very few times when there was a deferral. And I know from the BC's point of view, I would venture to guess 95% of our requests for deferral were lack of information that came so quickly we needed more time to get our heads around it. So I would venture to guess that might have happened within the other SGs as well. So in that regard, maybe the lighter touch is a better way to go, but I do fully want to promote the idea of a preliminary motions agenda, that as different SGs are preparing a motion to go forward, that they can get it onto that agenda earlier than later, because you know, information is our friend, and the more we have of it, the more we can then make these decisions within the constituency and avoid having to have any deferrals at all. So perhaps maybe we want to kick this you know, with this slight modification of putting forward this concept of a socializing motions in advance. If we could kick this one back and or kick the can up the road, they say, but with that caveat that we would get a socializing element in there and then watch it for a year and then come back and have another look and see how many motions came up and how many deferrals there were. And if that number actually went down, then I think we found the right path. If, in fact, that number has gone up, then we may have missed the road. But that would be a very good kind of measurable test of what the value of the SCI is in terms of addressing these kinds of things.
Okay, let's go to Marika, please. Marika.
Yeah, this is Marika. I think I just wanted to point out the reason why this issue actually came to the SCI, I think, was an occasion where deferral was asked at a moment in time where I think, you know, some felt it was critical to take a decision, and some people then said, well, but you know, deferral of motions actually nowhere written down. It's an informal practice that, you know, the council chair has always respected, but it actually is nowhere written in black and white, you know, how that works and then when it should be applied. So do we need to, you know, always follow it? And, you know, should there be a way that the council can take a vote and overrule a deferral, for example, or request for a deferral? So I think the request is not only indeed, like, how has it been used in the past, but I think part of the question from the council was as well, like, you know, we have this informal practice, but to be able to, you know, respect how we apply it, should it be written up? So I think the SCI probably should think as well when it comes back to the council, if you indeed feel that, you know, it's fine as an informal practice to maybe, you know, state your reasons why you think it can continue as is and there's no need to, you know, write it down anywhere, or whether you, you know, believe that the practice as is okay, but probably it should be written down somewhere so indeed there are no loopholes or people questioning how or when it can apply. So just something to take as well, you know, with you when you start thinking about this further.
Mm-hmm. Wasn't that actually the Red Cross IOC motion?
Exactly.
Okay, that was a really specific case, you know, because it came top down, so that was this critical thing, yeah, and okay, I understand. Okay, guys, good discussion. So I would say, so this would follow your advice, really, and say, okay, let's do it. Well, on one of the first places of our next agenda as well, and try to put some ideas together. Well, and then continue. Okay, we have still 10 minutes left for now for the proxy voting procedure and consent agenda. So, proxy voting procedure, I was happy that Avi was taking the initiative here.
Okay. I won't take this, Avi. I won't take up much time. The conversation has been ongoing in both the wiki a little and on the list. One thing I haven't done since agreeing to sort of put together the backgrounder and that is to sort of bring those two together, pull out the background. I think the conversation's going along several different paths, including, you know, is it just perhaps a process that needs to be fixed? Are there possible changes needed? Perhaps not. So I think that's about where I'd like to leave it on this one and continue the discussion. And over the next 2 weeks, I'll sort of work to pull it together. And perhaps one thing that will come out as a question to staff is, you know, can the manner of doing it be streamlined and made less secretariat intensive and questions like that, and not be recommending any sort of policy change. But, I don't think we're there yet. And as I say, what's on the wiki now is basically half of the conversation. The other conversation has happened in the list.
Yes.
And those
yes, yes.
need to be combined and then pull out the backgrounder, which has pretty much been contributed but not coalesced.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Thanks, Avery. On, please.
I think Avery brings a lot to the party in this discussion, having been the chair of the GNSO and having had the direct firsthand experience into when these things can get really sticky and we seem to be standing in a place where we're not on solid ground at the GNSO, and how do we deal with that? And I appreciate what she's doing and the thinking. But I'm coming back to the comment that was made earlier that we don't have to necessarily deal with everything or change things just because they show up in front of us. And one of the areas of discussion that we've had, or one of the parts of this discussion we've had in previous calls, as I recall, is that the idea of proxy voting really has to be handled very carefully and managed in an appropriate way. I was grateful to see Mary's comments on the email list about how things are handled in her SG, because I wasn't familiar with that as well. I was a little more thinking Wolf Ulrich along the lines of what you were, and I thank Mary for having fleshed that out for me. And I recall going back to the work team that worked on this and having been part of that work team, and I remember, you know, when we debated on this at some length, that we at one point came to the conclusion that, you know, there's no thing on the planet that can provide an answer for everything that might arise. So I don't know how we're going to get to that point either. And so come to a point in time when, you know, I'm sorry, you know, the proxy wasn't handed off properly, you know, this constituency or this SG, whichever, loses their vote on this one. They lose that vote because whatever happened, you know, didn't meet with the parameters, and so that vote was a lost vote, which would then hopefully kind of be a, you know, frustrating for many, but it would be a kick in the butt to that group to say, hey, we've got to handle this better. You know, we've got to find mechanisms within our constituency, within our SG that will function more efficiently should this ever happen again. So I think we need to learn from some of the experiences, and rather than trying to park an ambulance in every corner just in case an accident might happen. I think we need to, you know, have the ambulances, you know, on the move, and when something does happen, then we can get there in a reasonable amount of time and try to resolve it. At this point in time, as I understand it, we haven't had any other nightmare scenario other than the one that brought this to our table. And so maybe we just want to have a look at it and make sure that that there's nothing that's been totally overlooked, and then I'll revisit this again in about a year from now to see if there's been other circumstances that a proxy vote couldn't have been handed off for some reason. I just think that because there's been one instance of this problem, it doesn't necessarily mean we need to resolve it. If there are 27 instances, then that's something we need to address. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Thanks. And Carlos would like to comment as well. Carlos, please.
Thank you both. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Good. Yes.
Thank you, Bob. I agree with Avery in this point, but I think it's needed to focus on the NCA proxy votes, especially when the operating procedures are violated. This morning I made a comment I think it's important to read, because I think it's needed to a clarification in our operating procedures. What happened when the our processes are violated, especially by the leaders. I think it's an important thing because to the security and the transparency. Because of that, I think it is a very interesting point, and we need to take in account.
Thanks very much, Carlos. Well, I think I did not read your comment. I just saw that here on the list. But I would also like to ask all the members of the of our group to take all these comments into consideration when continuing the discussion on that. And I understand, Avi, well, you will go on further on that, and we encourage all of us well to comment on the list here further on. Okay, thank you very much for that point. We're still just almost at the end of our time, but we have an open point which we could not talk also last time. There was and where we started with this consent agenda. And I'm not sure whether we have a group or somebody really taking care about that still, because well, maybe you can explain that, Marika, on that, please.
Yeah, this is Marika. This is actually the item I think on one of the first meetings we discussed in quite great detail with the whole group. And
yes,
based on that, changes were made to the proposed language, which I've pulled up on the screen, and I think was also circulated on the list. So I think basically the question is, you know, does this need further work? Are people happy with the language as it currently stands? And is this something that can be, you know, moved up to the GNSO Council as a recommendation for, you know, modifying the GNSO operating procedures?
Mm-hmm. So the request would be, well, for all of us, well, to read that again, well, and if needed, if required, well, to comment on that, either yes, no, or any comment, or what else you would like to see on that, yeah? I would see that in that case. But anyway, yes, here on, and then, please, on.
Thank you, Chair. That's exactly it. If you recall, Marika and I I'd asked Marika to do some homework to inform myself about how this, what were the issues, and there was a consent agenda. One was put forward, an alternative one was put forward by J. Scott Evans, and Marika basically blended those two together, and then we had a lot of dialogue about that, and these are the, we've kind of got to this point. And so for my part, I think for several of us, we check this one already off the box. This consent agenda really is the best of breed in terms of the language we need. It fulfills the purposes. So as far as I'm concerned, this consent agenda language is could be added to the chapter 3.0 as noted in the operating procedures, and we can go forward. I don't think there's much more discussion that needs to be had because we had a very fruitful and a very large group on that call, as I recall. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Okay, Anne, please.
Yes, unfortunately, this is Anne with IPC. I would have to disagree about going ahead right now because J. Scott Evans, who was the more knowledgeable person on this topic, is not on the call and I don't think has seen this document, and I just had asked for time to review it with J. Scott on behalf of IPC before any sort of action is taken with respect to the consent agenda.
Yes, thank you, Anne. Well, I would like just to propose that at least that if Marika could send a specific email with regards to that part, but with an annex, well, just attaching this document to that, an email to all the SCI members, again asking for or saying just that is it. The suggestion for wording of that and asking for comments so that we come back to that in our next meeting, and that in between also Jake Scott may have time well to comment on that. And okay, thank you. And Ron, please.
I agree with you, Chair, but I think just if you, Marika, could just make a note that this was discussed in great detail some weeks ago, and that for the most part, it's received approval from everyone. We just want to confirm that. The reason I suggest that is because, as we all know, these things within ICANN, they can take months, and this particular document was discussed well over a month ago. People will forget it, and then we'll come back, we'll start wordsmithing small points that we might have already discussed and debated and agreed upon in the past. So maybe if Marika could attach the relevant section of the scribe's notes to this, that might also be helpful. But find a way just to get this one checked off the list without opening it up again to a whole new discussion, because otherwise we're just going round and round, and I think all of our time is valuable. Thank you.
Okay, so Marika, at least, well, please add those phrases that saying, okay, this is the result of a of an extensive discussion already, and that's a proposal and comment. Not, and I think everybody understands, you know, what, how to comment, you know, not on the bits and bytes, but on the essence on that. Okay. So I think we just check here again. I think we are almost at the end of our agenda. We have some AOBs, and I have also, I put in my last email also the question of the terms for the chair and the vice chair, but this is not an item we should discuss right now. I just would like to put it on the agenda, and maybe we could think about and then also talk once about that, because I was missing any limitation of term in our charter, and that was whenever it was starting a discussion with Avi, how shall we deal with that? So I would like to put it on the table here, and in one of our next sessions, well, we could talk about that. So let's talk about of the next meeting. Is that okay? Well, to come back in 2 weeks from now. This is before Prague again. Okay, there is no objection. So I would say let's do it the same time on Thursday, 2 weeks from now. And the other question is,
I probably end up missing it.
I have heard from Prague the preparations are done for Prague from the GNSO, and I wonder whether there would be space if we were asking for some space, some time slot for the SCI. But anyway, so I would like to ask you, is there a request, a wish that we need to meet in person as SCI in Prague? Mary, please.
Thanks, Wolf. I'm just wondering whether, I mean, it's one or the other, isn't it? If we meet by phone in 2 weeks, I would assume there's no need to meet in Prague. On the other hand, if we meet in Prague, whether some folks are face-to-face and some folks on the phone, we won't need to meet again in 2 weeks. So I guess my question to you and the group would be, which would be preferable, or which would likely have more folks attend? I think I heard Avery say she might not be able to make the meeting in 2 weeks, and I can say that I probably will not as well.
Oh, and this is Marika. If I can point out as well, it actually conflicts with the policy update webinar.
Yes.
So from a staff perspective, we wouldn't be able to support, and I guess maybe some people on this call might be wanting to join that call as well.
You mean on the 14th of June, the same time as a webinar?
Yes.
Okay, so, well, I'm open, well, to other times, but the question is, so how it fits to work with the timing, let me say the day timing, is that okay? That time for me would be okay. So could we do that a day before, a day later or so? Oh, I see the day before is the European Football Cup, Netherlands to Germany at that time.
Oh, no way we can do it then, Wolf. That's it.
No. No.
Yeah, okay, well, what's N? Do you have a suggestion, please?
Yes, it sounds as though I'm not the only one who would have to miss the Thursday meeting, and I think that what Mary has said makes sense in terms of the meetings being so close to Prague, unless we think there's action we want to take before Prague. And if there is action we want to take before Prague that we think that we can complete, for example, a review of the voting results table and present that to the GNSO, then I would vote for the day after on the Friday, the
15th.
The 15th, or if we feel that there's not any action that we want to take before Prague, then I think we can consider participating remotely in the meeting in Prague.
Yes, but I have to refer to Glenn, because Glenn, you have the best view on the Prague agenda. So is there any chance, to get a slot in Prague? I know that it's a very tight timing, isn't it?
Well, for Rick, this would be something that we would have to discuss with Jeff, because the agenda is frozen from now. We cannot add any meetings onto any agenda. The only one that is still open would be the Saturday and the Sunday agenda, because that's the GNSO working sessions. But for the rest, we can't add any meetings.
No, I mean, you know, if you look to the weekend, for example.
For the weekend, yes.
The last time, as we did it very early, I know that. That was maybe, I think that's...
We could ask for the 8 to 9 o'clock slot on Sunday, but we have a bit of a problem, too, is that I would have to try and negotiate that we start that meeting at 8 o'clock on Sunday, because I've already been told that our meeting times are frozen even on the weekend. And the meeting time that was asked for was 9 o'clock. So I won't say it's impossible, but I would try and have to negotiate to start at 8 o'clock. And the worst case scenario is that we could start at 8 o'clock, but then we would not have any... recording or any audio, whatever.
Okay, I understand. Anne, please.
Yes, thank you, Wolf Ulrich. This is Anne, and my question is whether the group thinks that we could come to a consensus regarding both the consent agenda item and the voting results table, at least those two issues, before
Prague.
Before Prague, and if so, we should try to hold the meeting in a way that would accomplish that. If the group thinks that we're properly positioned to do so.
Okay, many hands raised. Avri, please.
Just a quick point. I think that those things could be completed, and I could think they could be completed by consensus calls by the chair on the list, without needing another meeting. We need a meeting to talk about things where we got lots of differences. But if these are closed, let's do a consensus call on the list and call it done.
Yes.
Thanks.
Yes. Okay, that's a good suggestion, yeah. And Ron, please.
Fully support that. There's no question that we can get those two aspects done right away. And I think that we can probably also, you know, get very close on the list with deferral of motions. I think voting thresholds may have a longer debate, but deferral of motions, I feel that that's something we've, you know, it's been discussed and there's more information coming, and I'm sure over the next couple of weeks we can get that done too. It would be very good if we can report back to GNSO that we've checked off, you know, of the number of things that we had, here's a number that we have gone through in detail, and bring them back and get them off our table, and then that'll help us to very zone in on the final things that we have left.
Okay. It's good to hear that. So I would say recall that correctly. So there might be problematic to get a slot in Prague for us. And I've on the one hand, I hate early mornings meeting, really early morning meeting on the one hand. On the other hand, it is, you know, normally you are under pressure because, you know, there are some people behind flocking in, so, and looking for coffee and all these things. So it's really not a good time then to do that. So my suggestion would be that I would like to keep a kind of placeholder for the next call after 2 weeks, let me say that, in this way. And let's just check for that. Mm-hmm. So we saw that within on the 14th of June is not possible. Is Friday a good time for you? 15th, same time. Would there be any problem with that? Anne is agreeing to that. There is no opposition to that. Could we keep that? Or one, please.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was actually trying to just click yes, I agree. But if others are having difficulty, I was going to suggest that we just Marika send around a doodle poll and we pick a day that's going to make sense as quickly thereafter, or even a day or two before, for my part.
Okay, so then let's do that. Marika, well, sending a doodle starting with the 16th, is it, or the 15th, Friday, on that, and some days later, so that we can check what fits best.
Okay.
Okay. Good, so. Okay, that's it. Thank you very much for your patience. And, see you on the list or next time. Yeah? Thank you very much.
Thank you both for listening.
Thanks, everyone.
Good day, everyone.